Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Migsy, look at us.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're doing it.
We were here last week.
We were. It just seemed like a long break, and then both our shows were off yesterday. I was like, all right, we're here. We're doing it.
Yeah, last week we were in the room.
That's right. We didn't do one last week.
We didn't record one.
All right.
No, we were in the room, and we talked the entire time that we were supposed to. It was just a long story short. We'll keep spirits up, I promise you. But it was just not going to be a happy podcast. There was a lot of sad stuff going on with the I've mentioned before, a couple of people in my life passed away. My wife's grandpa was really just knocking sadly on death's door.
Yeah.
And unfortunately passed away this past weekend, Saturday night, Sunday morning at around 2 in the morning. And it's just been... it's been a nightmare, to be completely honest. I mean, it's one of my favorite people, and one of the first to like just truly welcome me into that family. I remember my first memory of him is I was telling him a story about the time my dad beat up Santa Claus when I was a kid.
All right.
And I don't know how it came up, but it just did. And I'm sharing the whole story about how like my Uncle Frank was playing Santa, long story short, came into the house, never told my parents he was coming, showed up unannounced, opened up the door. Santa sack, dad comes flying down the steps. I don't even think he touched a step as he was going down the stairs and just unloaded on Santa Claus. As my brother and I are watching in horror.
Is it his brother or your mom's brother?
It's my mom's brother. And he's just pummeling him as he's going, Bill, it's Uncle Frank. It's Uncle Frank. And then my dad finally calms down. He's like, well, what the hell are you doing? You should tell us. And he's like, I thought it would be cool to surprise your kids. We're crying. The whole story is just it's phenomenal now looking back on it. Traumatizing at the time. But I'm telling this to Ron, and he's just in tears laughing.
Yeah.
And ever since that day, like, he instantly fell in love with me. And he would always make me tell that story to anyone who hadn't heard it. Like, that was just kind of like the thing. He always loved that story. So just a great, great person. Loved by everybody in the family. And I am just doing my best to not like completely well up right now. I'm just trying to keep happy thoughts in my mind. But it was just a really tough time. So that really added last week. Probably you saw some people saw my tweet where I was just trying to get a hold of somebody that could maybe help.
Right, so you could go in and visit.
So we could visit because of the world that we're in, and I understand the world that we're in, and this is not me trying to get on a soapbox about things. I'm sure people will come to us for no soapboxes, but it sucks when somebody is sick and dying, and because of everything that's going on with COVID, you can't visit them, and
right.
You can't go in the room with them, and it's hard knowing that somebody that we all love, and he knows that is loved by his entire family, is dying alone. And it was a desperation move on my end that helped a little. There was a couple people that reached out. Sadly, no one could visit him until they knew for sure he was leaving this planet. And thankfully, some people in the family were able to be there at the very last, I mean, literally last seconds of his life, got there in time to just be able to say goodbye to him. And that helps at least know that, you know, he didn't go alone.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that you just don't want, especially when someone's so loved like he is. So now everything has just been crazy over there, and just trying to spend as much time with the family as possible because, you know, it's a tough one. Especially for my wife, especially for her mom, that's her dad, and also her grandma, obviously her husband, and everybody else involved, the sons and uncles and everybody that's involved. You know, we're all just trying to be there for each other, and it's just a testament to him, though, that like he always will bring the family together, even in his death.
Sure, but now you got to do the hard part, too, of like planning the ceremony and this and that. Like,
yes. And not everyone's comfortable talking in front of public. I told my wife, I'm like, if you need me to, I'm probably the last person that should, because I'm not, you know, I'm married into the family. But if nobody else is willing to, I'm here. And, you know, my wife's going to do a lot of it as far as speaking in front of everyone at the memorial. But I was like, If you need somebody just to relay the messages that everyone else would want to say, but they're just not comfortable speaking in public, I could do that. I just don't think it's right of me to be the one. Hey, everybody, you know, I've known him for...
In the last few funerals I've been to have been more of like memorials or celebration of life.
That's what this is.
Yeah. So like, and I prefer it. Like you're going to have 20 minutes, half an hour of the brutal, like everybody crying,
tears,
somebody's trying to give us, but then afterwards you kind of get together. Tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you guys do in my family. There'd be a bunch of cold cuts and lunch meat hanging out.
Yeah, there's going to be food afterwards.
Yeah, right? I'm like, some, I know how we do.
Some meatballs, you know. Yeah. Who knows? Some dumplings.
Right.
I have no idea what we're going to be eating.
Oh, but. And then it's like that awkward, like, hey, cousin, whoever, haven't seen you forever. And it's like, you're happy to see him, but this is a really bad reason to see him.
And then it's always a... We need to see each other more under better circumstances. That seems to be how every conversation ends at one of these kind of gatherings.
Yeah.
Like you're happy to see family. You're like, how about next time we see each other and it has nothing to do with somebody in our life that we love passing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, like when Coach Wooten passed away a couple of years ago, like the service part was like tough and, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I saw some guys I hadn't seen in years. And we had a hell of a night that night.
Yeah, it was like, well, we just recently had a memorial for another person that's very close to my wife's grandma, like her best friend. That's also tough, is that she lost her best friend. The person she would go to help deal with this recently just passed away like weeks ago. Jeez. And we went to that memorial and it was heartbreaking and it was tough. And I remember looking at Sid and just being like, I don't know if I want anyone speaking at my memorial. I hope this is a very long time from now. I think I just want everyone to get together and have some cold cuts, have some food, have some music playing. Maybe there's like a little tribute wall with like some fun pictures. You know, have my nice, hopefully I'll win the verified championship back before I pass so I can have that on display.
But you know what I mean? You got to do the whole thing though, Steve. That's what I want. You want like the 20 minutes, 30 minutes of sadness and then party all night.
Yeah, I don't know if I want people talking. I just, you remember my wedding. I didn't even want to talk at my wedding. I don't want anyone talking at my funeral. all my friends together and have some fun, share some stories, but no, like nothing too formal.
Yeah.
But that's, I say that, but of course, if I go, I've lost all control of that unless I put it in writing, which I should do.
Right. I was going to say, at that point, you're kind of out on the planning. But you're just going to like send messages from the beyond.
Ted, I see you wearing a shirt. Are you wearing the shirt to celebrate the day?
Oh, man. I should know this. Is there something special about Smith Family Popcorn today?
Today is National Popcorn Day.
I did not know that.
I thought for sure that's why you're wearing the Smith Family Popcorn shirt.
Ah, not gonna
lie. Fun transition from funerals to popcorn, but I figured let's keep this room light.
All right, and happy birthday, Taryn.
Happy birthday, Taryn. We start with the bad news and go straight into the good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I told you, we're not going to go down Bummer City. I'm not letting it happen, Ted. It would be my fault if we do.
That's, of course, why I got Taryn a bunch of popcorn.
Yes, it's her birthday today.
Yeah.
Nice.
Taryn is so nice. Like, she always gets me something little for my birthday. Like, as I said that, I was like, you know, well, I bought her a koozie in November. That's a gift.
Yeah.
I didn't require a birthday. I just said, here you go, Taryn, a koozie.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need a special day to give somebody something. Yeah, today's National Popcorn Day. So I gave him a shout out on the air this morning, Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn. Also gave a shout out to Cobb's Popcorn because I don't know if you heard the exciting news about them right now.
No, what else?
Jeez, Ted. How is it that I'm like the popcorn informant for you?
You are.
They just, they're in cahoots with Crumble Cookie this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. Well, the problem is sometimes I know things that aren't public.
Yeah.
So that's why when you said that, I'm like, oh yeah, the Crumble thing. Glad that worked out.
Dude, that's pretty huge.
It is.
Yeah, because there's a Crumble caramel popcorn cookie. I'd imagine they're doing it because today is popcorn day, and they probably look at that like for ideas for like themes. And they went in cahoots with Cobb's Popcorn in Pike Place.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, because I had heard something about Crumble, and I was like, dude, you got to do that.
Yeah,
they were like, "What?" I'll say, Crumble's legit, great cookies. Like, I'll stand by them. Like, yeah, if you can get in bed with them, get in with them.
And it's not even just like a local thing; they're in 300 different stores across the country.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Crumble was so big.
Yeah, it's not. I mean,
it was just around here.
No, we are like kind of on the tail end of like this whatever
cookie revolution.
This cookie revolution.
Hey, since we're talking cookies,
yes.
Do you buy store bought cookies?
Hell yeah.
All right. I don't, and I love cookies.
Uh huh.
But for whatever reason, I'm more apt to buy like a chewy candy and like some chocolate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or like, but yesterday I was staring at the cookie, probably like a jackass. I'm just staring at all the store-bought cookies, and I'm like, oh, these are good.
The store-bought cookies, I don't mess with them. They're bad people to put bets on.
Right. But what are the big giant ones around here?
Oh, the Cougar Mountain Gold?
Or Cougar Mountain.
Yeah.
Those cookies are legit.
Dude, I've said this on the air, and I've actually had people go there to check and see if I was full of crap or not. And then we get texts from people being like, you know what, Steve, you're absolutely right. You know, Jackson's, the gas station store?
Yeah.
The Snickerdoodle cookie at a Jackson's. If you ever had a Jackson's, they have their own brand. They also have there's a chewy caramel, which is really good as well. And that was usually my go-to. Like, I was like, this is one of the best cookies I've ever had. Then I tried their Snickerdoodle. It's like biting into heaven. I feel bad, man. Some people will bring like a Snickerdoodle cookie and be like, here, this is homemade. You're going to love it. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. And like, better than Jackson. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. But in my head, I'm like, it's not even close.
It's not close.
It's not even close. It's not soft. It's not as big. It's not as
juicy. Dude, I made some Snickerdoodles out of a box over the holidays. And like the night I made them, they were starting to drool, man. But the next morning, Steve,
they're all hard.
Oh my God!
See, that's the thing with these at Jackson's.
It was unbelievable. And I'm like, how do they keep them moist?
I don't know what they do. It's probably very unhealthy, but it's amazing.
Yeah, these things were like,
but that's how most people's Snickerdoodles are. Like the first when they're warm, they're great.
They're amazing.
But these are still great when they're not warm. They're like still soft. They're still chewy, and they're amazing. And same with Bigfoot Coffee, great Snickerdoodle cookies. Although they dimed me out because my wife didn't know I was getting them all the time.
And they were like, hey, take one home for Steve.
They said, do you want also the Snickerdoodle cookie for your husband?
Oh.
You know, because we each get it whenever, like, whoever.
No, I get it.
Yeah, we pick each other up coffee. And so they know our order. And my wife ordered ours, and they're like, do you want the Snickerdoodle as well? She's like, why would I want the Snickerdoodle? And the lady's like, well, your husband gets it. And she's like, my wife goes, he does? And she's like, no, he doesn't. Don't know what you're talking about. Like, I got busted banging the barista.
I know. I was going to say, of all the barista stands in this area, like, I like that you got busted because you eat a cookie at one. Not like you were at, like, the girls that are, like, bikini baristas or any of that. Just
different,
like,
kind of cookie.
Like, no, just got busted eating cookies.
I was so tempted to go there that day and pull up and be like, which one of you told my wife?
Bitches, Lara,
give me a free cookie for that. Yeah, dude, I like store-bought cookies.
All right, yeah. I don't know. That was just the thought I had yesterday. I was like,
Well, my first thought, I thought you were going to say store-bought and that, like, you buy the ones that are pre-cut, but you put it in an oven and then cook them.
Oh, no, I take at least two extra steps to buy the box where you just mix stuff together with butter.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Tech Talk.
Oh, nice. I forgot we were doing that.
Oh, we're doing a next cast.
All right. Sometimes, just trust your gut, people. You know, like, you got to use your brain, but sometimes go with your gut. And it could be a big decision. I was reading a story about some woman, like, getting in her car and just, like, something doesn't seem right. And, like, drives around the corner. Thank God she did. Or it could just be something as simple as sometimes you say yes to going somewhere. Sometimes you say, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Especially if there's something going on, you don't go, just say no. You don't have to go out. But also, maybe it's a couple awesome dudes. You think you're going to have a fun time? Go out.
Bring them cookies.
Yeah. So just sometimes, you know, trust your gut. Let it lead you the way you think so.
I mean, almost every single decision I've ever made in my life has been because I trusted my gut.
Yeah.
And every good decision.
Every good decision.
I feel like work decisions, whether or not to take a job, whether or not to do this, whether or not to do that, it's always been because I'm like, let me listen to my gut. And for all I know, I don't know, maybe I'm listening really to my brain, not my gut. But the saying says trust your gut, not trust your brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get it. There's sometimes you get caught up on other emotions, but also there's just been a couple random times the last few weeks where I'm like, I am glad I did not go out that night.
Dude, there have been times where I've, like, someone told me a story of what has happened, and I'm like, oh, so glad I just stayed home. That sounds like a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I mean, it could be something easy, right? Like, I'm talking about people catching stuff, but I mean, it could also just be something as simple as, like,
catching stuff like syphilis?
You know that couple? Yeah, they got in a massive argument. It was awkward in the whole bar.
And they gave everybody syphilis. They're just spraying the syphilis.
Syphilis would be bad.
All over the bar. Hey, before we take a quick break, I do want to give a quick plug, if that's okay.
Sure.
This Saturday, I'm going to be wrestling in Eugene, Oregon.
Oregon.
At MacArthur Court, which is the old place where the University of Oregon's basketball team would play. So we're playing at the
old... awesome.
I know. Historic.
Yeah.
Is what I hear. So I'm very excited. I'm wrestling Gentleman Jervis for the YouTube Championship, which is a big deal.
Uh-oh.
Which I'm... I'm coming back with the gold, Ted. And I'm coming back in a party bus. That's right. The Lion Pride party bus. Rich, he's going to be taking a bunch of us on the party bus to Eugene on Saturday. So thank you, Rich,
for
doing that. I want to just give him a shout out, of course. And Lion Pride party buses, look them up on Facebook and all that. If you ever need a party bus, go hit them up because they're awesome.
They are.
Yeah.
And Rich will get you there safely.
That's right. And that's all that matters.
All right. I've been in other party buses where, like, I'm not too sure about the driver. Like, with Rich, it's on.
Rich, I'm always feeling in good hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Ah. And I'm coming back with the gold. We're going to celebrate on that bus. It's going to be awesome.
You better win.
Yeah, I better. Otherwise, it's going to be a very sad bus ride back. The funny part is each match is sponsored by a different thing.
All right.
And I'm very excited with the, because that's a way of making extra money for the promotion. And it's a very cool thing. So, like, shout out to Brad's Cartoon, the absolute best place for car audio in Eugene.
All right.
They're sponsoring the match against Jervis and I, right?
Nice.
Which I think 100% on board with Brad's Cartoons. But I am a little jealous of one of the tag team matches.
Who's it sponsored
by? Because one of the tag teams match is sponsored by Sweet Illusions Gentlemen's Club.
Oh.
How do I get a sponsorship with the Gentlemen's Club next time?
Sweet Illusions.
Isn't that a great name?
This jackass has an illusion. He's going to win.
Yeah, Jervis. There's a funny clip that Wrestling with Regret, which is the company that's like sponsored, like put together the YouTube Championship. Brian Zane, who's he used to be in Ring, well, yeah, he was part of Ring of Honor and all that kind of stuff. So he had a video of us like training or trying to get mentally ready for our match. He just posted it up on the Wrestling with Regret YouTube page. So my way of getting ready is reading mean comments about me on Wrestling Regret's page about me,
all right,
in the YouTube column, and I'm commenting on it. And while I'm commenting on it, Jervis is just, he cuts back and forth between him and I had no idea this was going to happen. And he cuts back to him and I, and Jervis is like singing a song about the nice comments or about how he's going to beat me.
All right.
I found a clip of it. So here's a clip of me commenting on the YouTube comments, going to Jervis, and then back to me. Voice makes me crank. Reading your comment makes me crank. Yeah, I don't know what the hell voice, that's what the guy wrote about me.
I think that's a good thing.
Is it?
Doesn't that mean he's cranking it?
Well, then thank you.
Yeah.
That's really cool of that person then. All right, now back. What does that even mean?
And I will be Steve Meeks with your help.
Jervis has met his match. I think he's done. Now we're talking. That's what's up. More Jervis? Fuck you. There you go. Somebody commented on that video going, the emotion that Steve had from this section to that section was rather extreme.
It was quick, Steve.
All right, so join us this Saturday at PAL Pro Wrestling in Eugene. Just look up PAL Pro Wrestling on social media. You'll be able to find like how to get tickets if you're in the Eugene area. And thanks to everyone who came out to DOA Pro Wrestling. Met some people who listened to the MegaCast, which I thought was pretty awesome, in Portland.
All right.
And that was a blast. I didn't win, but it was still a blast.
Portland's always fun.
Oh, I love Portland.
Yeah.
And they did it at this VFW, or the Elks Lodge there
Elks.
In North Portland. That place was awesome. Great people there.
Nice.
Just good vibe. DOA Pro Wrestling has quickly become one of my favorite places to wrestle at. It's just such a fun vibe. Best part, minute I walk out, crowd's booing me. This guy's just yelling at me. He's drunk. And I just look at him and I'm like, hey, put your face mask back on, you ugly something. Right? The whole area just starts dying. It's like all of his friends all laughing at him. Fast forward to intermission. I'm standing there. They all come over. And they're like, that was awesome when you made fun of our friend. He comes over and goes, you made fun of me. And I was just drinking my beer. I really was wearing my mask, man. I'm like, I'm not the mask police.
Right.
I appreciate it.
I was just being a smart ass.
You were just yelling at me, so I wanted to yell back. And like, that was awesome. Come buy a shirt. I'm like, what other world can you... And what other type of entertainment can you yell at somebody and tell them that they're an ugly F?
Yeah.
And then they come over and they want to give you $20. I love wrestling, man. All right. When the Mega Catch returns, we'll get into the wide world of sports.
Yeah.
Good stuff?
Yeah. I really just want to laugh about something.
Oh, okay. I look forward to talking about that when we return. Screw you, Jervis.
Ted and Steve need a break. I just wish they would take an indefinite break. The MegaCast will unfortunately be back.
Are you ready to make make some stone cold cash. Stop wasting your time on all the typical betting apps and download Money Dumpster.
At Money Dumpster, we'll take action on everything.
You won't find football games. That stuff is fixed.
At Money Dumpster, you'll find prop bets on real life action. Like, will the neighbor need one trip or two to carry all the groceries in?
Your sister-in-law left her car running. How long will it take to get stolen?
We got action on high school fights. Which city bus will show up first?
And the over-under on how many times your spouse will ask if you're getting that one thing done that you haven't done yet.
You gonna get that lump checked? The money line is at plus 188.
I'll take those odds, and I don't even know what that means.
And Money Dumpster is live now.
Just use our promo code.
What do you mean the check bounced?
Money Dumpster.
These two guys are proof that they'll just let anyone do a podcast. The Megacast is back.
Gotta be careful with that order, though, because now he knows.
Oh, yeah. He's on to you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Happy National Popcorn Day.
I was about to say the same thing, Steve. Glad you finally know what it is.
Here you are. You showed up wearing your Smith Family Popcorn shirt. I didn't wear anything that has any popcorn on it. Someone came prepared.
All right, let's see. First of all, college hoops is happening. Maryland is terrible.
Oh,
I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
They are bad. We already fired our coach this year. It's been super
bad. Are they
bad.
Worse than the Huskies?
The Huskies are bad, but I don't know who would win that game.
Really? That bad?
Oh, my God. Maryland just sucks. Shout out to Seattle Kraken. They got a dog.
You know it.
The dog's
Davy Jones.
Davy Jones. Honey.
Thank you, Tatum. Go Kraken.
Yeah. The Kraken, I feel safe at this point. It seems to be they're not that good.
No. No, but what an awesome win on Monday.
Yeah, they got right. I was they won 2 days ago, but I'm just like, man, they're just not good.
Questionable coaching at times. The goaltending's got to get better, and I think it will. But of course, Driedger starts playing well. And I keep saying this, when everyone's like, Driedger should be the guy. I'm like, yeah, you know what? They probably would like to go with him for a little bit, but he either gets injured or he ends up in COVID protocol. After he plays a couple great games, they're seeming like, okay, we're going to ride the hot goalie. No, he's too busy now dealing with the vid.
Yeah.
You can't give him a hard time about it. And although Grubauer played great the last couple games. So, hey, look, man, I don't think they're going to make a playoff run. Crazier things have happened. I mean, the St. Louis Blues were in dead last and then wound up winning the Stanley Cup after being dead last at the halftime or at the halfway break.
Yeah, and it's hard. Goaltenders are just streaky.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get streaky or get hot when you're not consistently playing for either of them.
For real.
Right? Now, it's very easy to be cold.
Yes, we've seen that for the first 30-something games.
Right.
But, dude, that was the game we watched with I was at my grandma's place, and all of us are there. And I was like, hey, do you mind if I throw on the crack? We were all talking about the crack. And just
yeah, put it on.
And she's like, yeah, put it on. That'd be fun. And, man, what a great game to introduce hockey to some people who've never watched hockey.
Dude, I completely forgot they were playing, Monday afternoon.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Yeah, I clearly took a nap.
Nice.
And then got up and I was like, oh, crap, I missed the game.
You missed the best game of the year. Minus the one that you went to that I couldn't go to because I had COVID.
Right, that Edmonton game was pretty good.
Yeah, this was went to overtime. They scored in the third period to tie it.
All right.
Which they never seem to end up winning when they're down in the third. Go into overtime. They dominate overtime. I don't think Chicago got, I think they got one shot on goal. They're just working it.
All right.
And Marc-Andre Fleury is playing incredible. Lights out. He made some of the best saves I've seen all year. I'm like, we're not going to win because of this son of a bitch playing amazing. Goes into the shootout, and we win in the shootout.
Oh, can't beat that.
Oh, dude. The whole arena just erupts. Our house is erupting. It was amazing, dude. And it's all because of Davy Jones, the Husky. Did you see the Huskies? Husky is hollering at the Kraken's Husky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they're already becoming friends.
Oh, all right. Sun Dodger? Is that what they used to call him? They call him They call him like something. They used to call him Sun Dodger. Anyhow,
the see the new ice show?
No.
It's on their Twitter or all on their YouTube. You should look it up. They do like now like a crazy video on the ice.
All right.
A big giant tentacle comes down. There's a big explosion of
trying
light.
To get more like Vegas.
Yeah, it's over the top. They started it on Saturday.
All right.
And still no mascot yet, though.
Yeah, I completely forgot there was a game Saturday until we were. I was just like, what is with all the jerseys? Like, oh, yeah, there's a game today.
Ah, for the best, you forgot.
And the main thing, when I just want to laugh, just the Cowboys. Like, how do you not know how to run a two-minute offense? Let's just run out of time in a playoff game.
Unbelievable. Between that almost tie, I don't think we even talked about that one, with the Raiders and the Chargers before the playoffs started.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That was still one of the greatest moments ever was when they panned that crowd and they found that one guy in the Steelers jersey, and he just looked like,
That should have ended in a tie.
It should have. It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But that, did you see the picture? I can't remember what player it is from San Francisco as he's leaving the field. There's a picture of him just cheesing, smiling from ear to ear, right in front of like three Cowboys fans that are just flipping him off. It's the greatest picture ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing I was going to say. It's like, is the last day of the season with a couple of those games ended up being awesome.
Yeah.
Wild card weekend. I was happy there was games on all weekend, but like Saturday, those games were never in question. Like
no.
The Niners Cowboys game never really seemed in question to me till like the fourth quarter.
Right. Because of Garoppolo.
Right. But that was about it. Like most of those games, like as soon as they kind of started, you're like, the Monday night game is a complete dud. I was like, damn.
I know.
Kyler Murray just looked scared.
We finished the Kraken game. We're like, oh, more sports, which, you know, for all us guys that are in the house, like it felt like a Thanksgiving, you know, minus for the reasons. But, you know, it was like, oh, we get to watch more pro sports. That game was over right away.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
But the Cowboys, I'm just like, God damn it. I don't know how you guys do it every year.
It's amazing.
They find a way to screw up.
They've been doing that since we moved out here.
They've been doing it since the early 90s.
Yes. It's so bad. I don't know if you're going to talk about the Seahawks.
What about?
With Ken Norton getting fired?
Well, yeah, that one you saw obviously coming. Mm-hmm. I will say, at this point, unlike last year, I don't know. Most of that talk with Russell didn't start to Super Bowl week, but seems like they're going to run it back.
It started very quick this year.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
What was it like? He's open to exploring other options or something along those lines?
Look, just wait till we get to around Super Bowl week and he's doing the interviews. That's why I'm like, people keep asking me. Like, I talk to people this weekend. They're like, I'm not talking about it yet because this is going to be 2 months of freaking drama again. Yep. Like, I'm just not doing it.
I love how people read into everything. Like, they haven't talked about it on the Manning cast, which I guess they made an agreement to have him on so long as they don't, like,
I was shocked
that
he didn't bring it up.
But then he ended it with saying, go Hawks. And everyone's like, he's clearly coming back. He said, go Hawks.
Yeah.
Last year, he wasn't saying go Hawks in the offseason.
I was texting my buddy. I was like, they got to ask him. And then it's like, right, they must have agreed not to talk about it.
If you're interviewing defensive coordinators, I think your only question you ask is, what are you going to do with Jamal Adams this year? Like, that to me would be the number one thing you got to ask. Like, what is your plan with this guy who's a stud who we did not use very well last year?
Yeah, and trust me, I'm still sticking with him. He'll be a good player. Is he worth everything we gave him? The Jets, I don't know.
It's too late, though.
I have faith in Adams being a productive player.
We're stuck with him, Ted. We got to love him.
Right? Like, look.
It's not his fault.
It's like, she's who I'm here with.
Right.
All right? We're riding her. We're riding him to the postseason, hopefully.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, speaking of COVID, I got to go figure out how we're doing a show today in the men's room because Miles is sitting at home and we're relying on him for technology.
So Miles is on COVID protocol?
He's on COVID protocol.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting show today.
I don't know of all the guys on your show, who would be the one that, oh, man, I can't think of like who's like, if someone's going to get COVID, which guy would be the best to get it for that reason? It's definitely not Miles.
I know. That's going to be a throw laugh. I came in, I was like, how's he doing? He's like, he feels okay. He's just trying to figure out the tech end. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a long afternoon.
So Miles will be on the phone.
Yeah, basically, that's what's going to happen, right? Let's just have him call in.
Well, hopefully he doesn't do it through the same program that I went through because it was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you didn't make me feel better while I was getting coffee there, Steve.
You know, but I feel like, you know, engineering's closer than to Fremont. They could probably get him the better stuff. Maybe they learn from my mistakes. We thought the clean feed program, which we've played with on this podcast before, is supposed to be broadcast quality, which it is, unless you're doing a show with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, whenever we all talked at the same time, it sounded like I went underwater.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of.
Oh yeah.
But how do I talk? It's going to be that all afternoon.
You guys doing Zoom?
I think so.
You should.
Yeah.
That was the only.
That's all I heard was where he was like, he set up a Zoom, and I was like, oh my God. Which is very simple, but the tech's not big on our show.
Yeah, dude. I had to get to the point where I had to raise my hand. It was like I was in third grade. Because otherwise, yep. It was just like, by the time I wanted to say something, you know how it's like a split second is like an eternity in radio.
Yeah.
So I'm about to say something, but they hear a pause. So everyone else is jumping in, and I'm like, hey, guys, I'm here. All right, I'll let you go. Go do your thing. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Anything you need to promote this upcoming weekend?
Not at all.
Good. That way everybody can come to you.
Yeah.
To see your boy Steve Miggs win the YouTube championship against Gentleman Jervis.
Yeah, the hell with him, Steve. Yeah,
screw him. I'm going to punch him in his cotton belly, and I'm going to pin him, and I'm going to leave the champion forever. And get some popcorn at Smith Family Popcorn or at Cobb's Popcorn or at Crumble Cookie.
Or Crumble. Yeah, just get some popcorn.
Just eat some freaking popcorn. Is that that
hard?
Today.
Yeah. Is that that hard?
Are we asking for much?
Right? Jesus.
Man. I do it almost every night. You could do it for one night of the year.
You got it in you.
Naughty sounding.